As part of our Project Milwaukee series, WUWM is exploring the reasons the state has the nation's highest rate of black male incarceration. In Milwaukee County, more than half of the men in their 30s have served time. Yesterday, WUWM's Marty Michelson reported on laws that have contributed to the numbers, such as truth in sentencing and mandatory minimum sentences for drug offenses. Today, Annalise Henzel joins me in the studio to talk about social and cultural factors that play a role. Good morning, Annalise.
Good morning, Bob.
Of the thousands of people in prison, everyone has a different story, yet you were able to find some common threads.
Yes, the people that I spoke with said that many of the black men who end up in the criminal justice system are there because of poverty. Now, that can manifest itself in a number of ways. For instance, if there are few job opportunities in their neighborhoods, someone might be more likely to sell drugs to earn quick cash. Or let's say a child grows up in a very poor family where the parent or parents are working so hard to put food on the table that there's not adequate supervision at home to keep a child from making bad decisions, such as perhaps joining a gang to feel safe in a violent neighborhood. Milwaukee Alderman Joe Davis puts it like this.
It is not an excuse, but it is a fact that given one's social conditions, they turn to certain things for survival. And so some of it has been self-inflicted. There's no doubt about it. There's some who have made bad choices. And there are some systemic problems, historical problems, that from generations to generation, things have passed on.
Davis traces the situation back several decades to when Milwaukee began to lose many of the industrial jobs that attracted many families to the city decades earlier.
When Milwaukee was very much an industrial town, fathers and mothers were able to go to work at factories or the foundries to make an honest living. And then the children actually had those parents to emulate because they saw their parents go to work every day. When Milwaukee's economy started to become strained and it became a global economy nationwide, we saw some of those jobs leave. We also lost a part of a solution to our community, and we never got it back.
I also spoke with Wendell Hirschke, executive director of Project Return. That's a group that helps men returning from prison reintegrate into the community. Hirschke says there's another major reason many men end up in trouble with the law. They have unmet mental health needs.
They're misdiagnosed as an alcohol and drug abuse issue, but we're never really dealing with the underlying current of things that are causing the drug and alcohol abuse, the depressions, the PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Those types of things lead an individual down a substance abuse path.
Hirschke says many problems are cyclical. People get into the criminal justice system and have a hard time digging themselves out.
There's no real ability of finding a job, of thinking anybody's going to give you a second chance, so why even try? And so people go back to what they know, what they're going to do to survive. And unfortunately, that has gotten them in trouble in the past and continues to get them in trouble in the future.
Well, these issues could affect white people, Latinos, and others. So what is their particular significance for black men?
Well, many say the poverty, crime, and lack of job opportunities are the highest in black neighborhoods, in Milwaukee especially. So therefore, there's a disproportionate impact on African Americans. The Reverend Willie Briscoe is president of MICA, Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope. He says hope is lacking in many Central City families from one generation to another.
When you have this mass incarceration, you're going to see shattered families, boys who have no man in their life to look up to and actually model themselves after.
Not only that, but Briscoe says many grow up thinking prison is to be expected.
Look at back at the early days of these Scared Straight programs where you could tell a child this is where you're going to wind up. Now it becomes a badge of honor almost, and it's so common that it's a rite of passage.
The way the people you talked with, Annalise, describe it, it's a very bleak situation, seemingly with no end in sight.
I can see how it appears that way based on these descriptions, but Briscoe, Hirschke, and Davis all talked about some positive things happening in the community, including conversations on how to make a difference. And we'll have much more in coming months as we examine suggestions for how to reduce the black male prison population.
Annalise Henzel, thanks for joining us today in the studio.
My pleasure, Bob.
All of our reports on black male incarceration are on our website. That's at WUWM.com.